Hello, this is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're back.
We are back.
And I am, of course, joined by my co-host, Autumn Malone. And today we have a very special guest, Amy Sao, on
the show. Hey, guys. Hey, Medford. Hey, Somerville.
Amy's here, guys.
She's here. So now it is Stranger Waves, but Auden is here now. And also for the specific episode, Amy is also here.
Yes, write that down. Great to be here.
So that was a cool thing by Sonic Youth. Great band, great song, great album, Goo. Shout out Sonic Youth.
Yeah. Every time I listen to Sonic Youth, it makes me want to like play some of my dad's music.
Dirt Merchants,
because just like her voice on the vocals sounds exactly like the lead singer that they had in the, you know, Boston back in the day, so.
We should get your dad on here and have a little Dirt Merchants, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like actually a few years ago, they did like a revival show. That's awesome. in Cambridge.
That's cool.
Wait,
like what venue?
Oh, it wasn't one of the ones. It was small. Maybe it wasn't Cambridge. Maybe it was like
in Middle
Everett
East
or something. No, it was not Middle East. Okay. That's where he used to play.
Yeah.
But it was like some little revival show, and they had like 50 people that apparently listened to them back in the 90s.
That's
and
awesome.
they all pulled up. So,
that's,
you know,
huge.
It was fun.
Yeah. And then we could do like a little like Genius Verified type thing.
Yes.
Or get your dad on.
Well,
like,
so the bassist from his band is like pretty high up in Vivo.
Oh.
And so he like had some day where it was like Dirt Merchants Day, and he put them on like the front page of Vivo for
like
a day. It was so funny.
I'm just gonna like gatekeep Dirt Merchants. Even
yes.
I've never heard a single song. I'm
sure. Dude, I have the merch
you
too, like
Dirt
the
Merchants.
Limited edition merch from 1996 or whatever. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna keep the. I guess I don't know. I was in a punkish mood because I was listening to this hardcore album that came out like last week. Shout out Fantano for just putting me onto so much good music.
I know. I need to start watching him religiously.
Yeah, it's called Diaspora Problems. It's awesome. It's very much like old school type punk. Like,
yeah.
You know, like screaming about social issues and cursing.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Eclectic music.
You're
it's
in
awesome.
Your real. You're really rebellious right now.
Yeah,
I can feel it.
I
feel it through the mic.
So we're gonna keep kind of that vibe going. This is a Cafe and Jazz song. Shout out Dan. Shout out Silica Gel Slop Hour. I feel like every show I have to shout him out because he just keeps putting me on to so much new music. This is like the proto American football band. So you can thank this song for Nevermind and just polluting your social media with it. But yeah. So this is a Little League from Cafe and Jazz's first album that I'm not even gonna try to pronounce because that is a.
I don't think we're allowed to do that.
It's a smorgasbord of letters.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain Jazz.
That was a great little... That fade out there was perfect. It was just like he was falling into the abyss, and, he was. And we did it to him.
Very characteristic.
He was.
Yeah.
So we have Amy on the show, and I think last time I did guests, I tried to like somewhat cater the playlist to like what they listen to.
Yeah.
So, Amy, what do you listen to?
Oh, man.
Putting you on the spot here.
I think... I listen to a little bit of everything. I think
cop out answer.
Yeah, I know.
I say the same thing.
Everybody says the same thing.
I'm scared. I like Blink 182 a lot. We might be seeing a little bit
of that. Whoa, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay, that is. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't say what song.
You know, we got a song coming.
That's up for you guys to
don't worry.
Out. Yeah. So get excited for that. I listen to a lot of. I really love the 1975. I really like. Hyperpop. We have a lot of conflicting music tastes here on the show right now,
yeah.
And that's okay because we're all.
Well, they're not conflicting. They just compound into this.
Yes.
We can listen to any piece of music.
So, not to expose myself, but when we subbed a 2 a.m. show, our friends called in and had us play a Drain Gang song. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
And I went on this like tirade. And I have some bad news.
Oh no, you're in the Drain Gang.
I am so deep in the drain at this point. It's like kind of bad. Song in particular, I still hate. It's really not good.
There's no way to save yourself from this, Harrison.
I know.
You can't just say, "Oh, that song was bad."
That's why I'm part of the Drain Gang. It really is. It's just that's like old school Blade moaning type beat, and I'm into like the other stuff, but. I'm just owning it at this point because there's no point. Like it's just
there's no shame here.
There's no shame.
Wait for next week, all Drain Gang, everything.
Low-key, yes. I could. I mean, he is a good boy on the track. No cussing. Like I could pull that off.
Yeah, yeah, that would be funny. We like limit our entire search to not explicit Drain Gang music
or just not explicit.
Like
rap.
That would put us straight down the drain. Like deep down in the hole.
The hair that's stuck in the bottom of the drain.
Yeah. She gets it.
That's where we are.
All right. But you know, let's get into some of Amy's music. This is probably my favorite Blink 182 song. I don't know. Might be. This is Aliens Exist off of Enema of the State. All time classic. Tom DeLonge's crazy though. If you guys want to see some fun stuff, Google Tom DeLonge UFOs. It's a great time.
All right. Aliens Exist.
Aliens Exist. Here we go.
You.
Yeah. Aliens Exist, good song. Tom DeLonge still makes me laugh, though. Like, that voice, or who's the singer? Is it Tom DeLonge?
I honestly forget. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's all right. I can't remember any names of anyone in any band, so.
So, if you didn't Google Tom DeLonge UFOs, let me fill you in real quick. So, he is, like, this song, like, Aliens Exist is, like, legit. He's, like, a hardcore believer in, like, aliens. Like, the song is about a story. Like, he's convinced he saw an alien, like, when he was a kid. And so, now he, like, funnels money into these weird, like, UFO truther programs where they're, like, gonna they're gonna build a UFO, which it wouldn't be unidentified anymore.
Yeah, wait a second.
But, yeah, it's really strange. There's, like, some weird ex-government people involved with it. Not, of course. Like, obviously, none of it's real, but it just seems like a big money laundering scheme. So, yeah, go off Tom DeLonge.
It's just, like, a less harmful Pizzagate. Like, you know.
I think you use that exact same... we've talked about this before.
Really?
I'm getting, like, mad deja vu. We've definitely talked about this before. Because you've used that exact same analogy for something else.
Definitely was not there for that.
You know what? I haven't been talking about Pizzagate enough recently, apparently.
Shout out, I feel Pizzagate. Like UFO. Shout out, who's the Grinch-looking dude? What was his name? The guy who was her VP?
I have no idea.
Nobody remembers.
Shout out, lizard person, Hillary Clinton.
Shout out
Hillary
Clinton.
Lizard man.
That was, like, when I walked into Bova's. At like 2 a.m.
We thought you were a lizard
and he was like, are you guys lizard people? And we were like, what are you talking about? Like, are you claiming that we're like involved in Pizzagate?
Bro,
he's like, nah, I'm just kidding with you. I was like, oh my god.
Oh boy, bro was peeking. Just let him be.
He was watching some weird YouTube videos at 2 a.m. in Bova's. That's all I can say.
So speaking of aliens, we have another song with Alien in the title called Alien Love Call. I feel like I plug the exact same albums on the show. I feel like I'm a broken record. But Glow On is like consistently been one of my favorite albums of the past like few years. It's great. Yeah. It's a hardcore punk album. This song isn't hardcore punk. That's partially what makes this album so cool is that they somehow weave in stuff like this. And like, yeah.
I feel like we've been listening to a lot of stuff like where... What was the King Gizzard song? Shanghai?
Shanghai.
Where it's like, it's not totally their normal stuff, but it's also really good. Yeah. Like, I like seeing when, you know, bands can
do
figure that out.
Things. Yeah. It's good.
I think being multifaceted is probably the best thing you could be as a band.
And that's what we were talking about with Tyler, too. Like, it's pretty cool when you can do it all.
Up.
Yeah.
Every album.
It's like Amy. They listen to everything.
Exactly.
Thanks, Auden.
this is Alien Love Call off Glow On. Go listen to Glow On. And if you are one of the 8 people who purchased it at Rust and Wax in West Palm Beach before my plane landed, I wish you a very nice nothing. You deserve nothing in this world. I want this on vinyl so badly.
Let's play this song. This is going to go really poorly now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Enjoy, everybody.
I'd love to see. What else could it mean? Love is in the heart. It came like a dream. Learn is out to roam. Sewn at the seam. Light inside of me. Hard enough to be. Locked inside my heart. Floating in the dark. Floating in the dark. Floating in the dark.
That little synth lead that closes that song, because that's like it's kind of a constant like little motif throughout the album. It shows up a bunch. It opens the album, it closes it.
Yeah,
two songs have it. It's awesome.
Just gonna say that too. Love it when people do that.
Yeah, it's
framing.
Fun.
It's
fun when like you can hear that there was a lot of clear thought put into like how an album was made outside of just like figuring it, like making a bunch of songs and being like, okay, how do we fit
everyone
this together?
Now, like especially on the radio, everyone's listening to like all the popular singles. You don't get to ever listen to like the seventh track off of DaBaby's album. Like,
I think that was the thing that flipped in me with music and made me more serious about it, was when I started listening to like albums in full and actually starting to care about that. Yeah, they're art. They're pieces of
projects.
Art.
Yeah, I mean, my whole life I've always like my dad. We would only listen to albums. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I grew up on classic rock, Sirius XM radio. So if you want to hear any Eagles or Allman Brothers, hit me up. I guess,
but only three of their songs.
I know. I was giving my mom a hard time back when we were home. We were out playing badminton with them, and she like had this speaker on, and like I was like, Mom, like come on, I've heard like let's play something new. I think it was like I Can't Get No Satisfaction and like.
A great song.
It was a sad
that's
song.
A great
song.
Gotta give her a break.
I do give her a break, but then she played Peace Fog by The Doors and Pusher Man, which is a banger. Pusher Man's a great song.
I have such a good story.
Oh, let's hear it.
I totally forgot. I showed you a picture of it, but I was lucky enough to go to the Caribbean this spring break, and we were in Oranjestad in Aruba. As one does, and everyone else had, not everyone, but like most of the group had gone back home, and we were still in Oranjestad, and I was like, oh, there's a jazz cafe down the block, and so we walked to this jazz cafe, and it's just like these three 16-year-old boys. Like one of them's playing drums, one of them's playing bass, one of them is like playing guitar, and I hear him say, I can't sing and play guitar at the same time. And so some like 30-year-old guy from the audience pulls up his phone, pulls up the lyrics, and they start playing like maybe it was Nirvana song. I don't remember what it was.
When you say I can't sing and play the guitar at the same time, my mind immediately goes to the statement from Black Country New Road about Isaac like checking himself into some kind of program.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
But it was like they played this awful song. The guy's like shaking the whole time.
Oh, boy.
But it was like so exciting. It was like he was like, this is my first time. Like, thank you guys. And he just walks off. They play one song, walks off, and some new band comes on. And they start like jamming out. They play a song. Then they're like, hey, Barry, get in here. And some like old white dude walks up. I'm like, there's no way this guy's actually that good at bass. And he starts jamming so hard. I was like sitting there like at the bar like, oh my God, what is like, this is amazing. Some guy comes out with a saxophone. There's like eight people all jamming out together for like half an hour straight. And like, who knew Aruba had this amazing jazz scene at the Hard Grooves Cafe in Oranjestad? Like, I had no idea.
Hard Grooves Cafe.
Oh, and the second the first song, like the 16-year-old drummer hit the kick drum, and a cockroach like flew out and just started like running around stage. It was amazing.
That was definitely planned.
That's it was definitely, they definitely hired that cockroach to do that little dance routine. It was amazing.
It's a great story.
It was great.
I don't know if I can follow that up. So, next song, I guess.
Yeah, sorry guys. Speechless. Amazing.
This is Car Keys from Animal Collective. I've been on a huge Anko kick ever since I saw them live. But, yeah. This song was awesome live, and it's one of my favorites off of Time Skiffs. Yeah. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah. this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favour and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform.
Please.
Seriously, we need money, guys.
It goes, I mean, I'm not going to say it goes right into my pocket, but like the bank account's looking low. So
we're laundering money through WMFO. I joke. So I've been reading this book called Dilla Time, and it's about J. Dilla, who I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah.
Probably the greatest hip-hop producer of all time, if you were to ask me. I'd say him and Madlib kind of have to duke it out, but...
I loved Sound Ancestors,
too. Isn't Sound Ancestors so good?
So cool.
Fortet has a lot to do with that, too, so I gotta give my credit to my boy. But, Dilla Time, J. Dilla's from Detroit, and so the book kind of starts off with, like, it's really cool. It's, like, a mix of biography, and it talks a lot about music theory, and, the origination, or the origins of, like... I don't know, like swing music and stuff, how it's like these African drum beats that were like preserved through like slavery and all this other stuff. It's really, really fascinating stuff. But it gets to the point where it's talking about the Detroit music scene and Motown, of course.
Was a thing.
Then Motown sold out and moved to LA.
Right.
So who rises from the ashes? Somebody who got rejected from Motown, George Clinton and a little band called Funkadelic in Parliament. So I'm reading this book and it just kind of like rekindled this love for this man that I like kind of have phases with P-Funk. But yeah. Detroit legends.
Yeah.
Honestly, probably the best thing to ever come out of Detroit, P-Funk. And Detroit-style pizza, which is also like
it's really
insanely
good.
Underrated.
It's really good. Being from the New York area, Detroit-style pizza is...
Better than Chicago, ask me.
Oh, I mean, yeah, come on.
but this is Cosmic Slop, which is like great name for a song. It's the title track.
The titles of these songs we've been playing today, like, great.
It's been good.
The best kind of slop.
Yes. the cosmic variety.
The cosmic.
Like if we were to make tiers of slop, cosmic would be
definitely
way
be
up there.
And then British food would be number two. All right. let's get into cosmic slop.
Lord knows I live.
Funkiest dudes ever, George Clinton and Bootsy Collins.
Seriously. I know. Seriously.
I'm so mad we aren't in Vegas to see the Silk Sonic shows. I've seen pictures come out. It looks
seriously.
It looks incredible.
I bet their set is just
it is
unreal.
So good. And they like do after parties every night at like a club nearby. Yeah. It's like all like 70s like silk funk theme.
I think Anderson is maybe gonna party himself out a little bit. From what I can tell from his interviews and everything, he looks like he's going a little nuts.
Because he went from being like not unknown, but like a kind of like low key, like
right.
He's popular in like certain circles, to now he's like huge.
No, I remember like even a few years ago, he played at like this, I don't know, 500 person venue in New York.
That's crazy.
And then like a year later, he opened for like whatever, J. Cole, where I didn't even get to see him. And then he was opening for Bruno Mars, and then it was this, and it's like, yeah, no,
he's
amazing.
Set. Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious about it because I've heard some weird stuff about how he is like to other. I've heard he's like has like a huge ego, which is like understandable to Anderson .Paak. But
I mean, yeah, he might be. I don't know. He's up there with one of the best drummers right now, especially at his age. Like,
I mean, I'd rather bump into Bruno Mars. I feel like he'd be a more pleasant person to bump into.
Yeah, I think they're both just like super smart. I think Bruno Mars might be like a little bit of a genius.
A little bit. A little bit of a genius. But you know who else is a genius?
Who?
Those British lads behind Black Country New Road. Still salty we didn't get to see them, but wishing Isaac all the best.
Yeah.
Hoping he's
please come
okay.
back.
Please. You cannot drop like the two best post rock albums of the past like 10 years and then just like disappear. It's just not allowed.
Yeah.
This is Chaos Space Period. There's like three songs from It's Up There that I could play on the radio. Like, not because they're explicit, but because they're like.
No,
you know,
they're just a lot. Just
yeah.
A lot.
You want to play like Basketball Shoes out the end?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go listen to Basketball Shoes if you haven't. That's like probably the best song that's come out this year. It's incredible. But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of good stuff that's come out this year, did you listen to the Denzel Curry album yet?
He came out with an album?
Dude, it is so good.
Dude, why am I so behind?
It is
now?
So good.
All right, good. I'm excited now.
Like, it's not like Taboo. It's like very lyrically focused, and it's like pretty chill and like laid back. But like it's got some deep stuff on it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's one of those guys who can do like multiple things, like we were talking about before. So
bringing
props
it back
to him for that.
Amy has given us the framing too, like with the synths on the album and the recurring theme
it's
of
perfect.
Being versatile. It's
yes,
amazing.
Recurring themes.
Yeah. So yeah, this is Chaos Space Marine off of Ants From Up There. Enjoy.
Between the window and the
Yeah, that's like my favorite vocal performance probably on the whole album. It's so good. So good.
Well, I mean, they give him a chance to shine there. It's nice.
Definitely.
I didn't like that single when it came out. It didn't stick with me.
Except I think it was because we were expecting something a little more from that first album.
I mean, I also just gravitated towards Concord more. I just thought it was like cooler, but whatever.
You know, the more you listen to it, better it gets.
It's true. So we got around 15 minutes left, so I'm just gonna keep the music going.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we are closing the show with something very, very special.
We have to actually make sure we get there today.
That's the goal. I can't cut off the closer. But this is a classic, certified sad boy classic. This is Transmission by Joy Division. I don't know. I don't really need to introduce the song. Enjoy. Legends.
I know that really. I feel like that just calmed us down.
Yeah, it's a great song. I didn't blast it loud enough in the studio.
Yeah, I guess
that's why. But so up next, I got a song from Eve Tumor, who I am seeing on Sunday.
I know. I knew it was this week.
I'm so sad. I'm not seeing Genesis Owusu. But
You think he sold out? He definitely sold out. No.
It's
really?
At the Sinclair. It's like $20 ticket. I checked like 2 days ago.
Oh.
So if you want to go, I would highly recommend going.
I might go. I wonder if I can convince someone to go. I probably could.
You totally. Yeah. His music's accessible. You can convince him for that or something. Yeah. Yeah. Sinclair's my favorite.
Yeah, Sinclair's also perfect.
I got to go out to the Royale. But,
yeah.
Hey. You know.
That was a little traumatizing last time.
Well, I was also like, I was sick as a dog. That was like not a good idea. Yeah, to go, but like
just hyperventilating.
Hey, I moshed to "Jesus Forgive Me, I'm a Thought," and that was okay.
I feel like we did that perfectly. Like we were like, okay, we'll mosh later, and we did.
Yeah, Z loopers suck though.
Z loopers. Z loopers.
It wouldn't be an episode of Stranger Ways without some Z loopers slander. But yeah, this is off of his newest EP or their newest EP. This is "Secrecy" is incredibly important to the both of them. Enjoy. Okay, so we have reached the end of the show, very sadly, but thought we'd leave with something a little bit interesting. So, Amy.
Yes.
Do you like Taylor Swift?
Oh, I love Taylor Swift. No, I do. I like Taylor Swift. I think she's done a lot. I think I'm not a Swiftie, but you know who is, I guess.
Black Midi, apparently.
Yeah.
So they were goofing around while they were recording Cavalcade. They recorded a few covers that were originally only released on a, I think a 7-inch, and then like they released them on their newsletter a few days ago, or yeah. a few, couple, like last week.
Yeah.
And since I'm subscribed to the Black MIDI newsletter,
who isn't these days?
I know, right? but yeah, this is their cover of Love Story, which is probably the one of the only old Taylor Swift songs that I would actually like openly admit to liking because it's a banger.
So it is a banger.
Went triple platinum. I actually don't know if it did, but it should have. Yeah, this is like the weirdest cover of Love Story you'll ever hear, and I think it's a great way to close the show. So this is Black MIDI's cover of Love Story. Enjoy. Thanks for tuning in to 91.5 WFO Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Strange Waves.
Stranger Waves.
Stranger Waves, yeah.
And thank you guys. Yeah. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Do your quick sign off. Thank you guys. It's been a great time.
Oh, plug your show.
Yeah, plug it.
My show. My show is at 6 a.m. on every other Friday, guys. Tune in. I know all of you guys will be awake and rearing to go. So
what's it called?
It's called We'll Put a Pin in This.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good name.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. This is Love Story, but by Black MIDI.
Close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were only old. You were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said, stay away from Juliet.